For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Someone shouting, "Allah Akbar, God is great," stabbed 5 people in a heavily touristed area of Paris. 1 person is dead, 2 badly hurt, and 2 others are slightly injured. Police officers shot and killed the assailant, and authorities have now opened a terrorism investigation. Jim Bitterman in Paris says the use of a knife is somewhat necessary.
It is a weapon that's used more frequently here simply because the gun control laws in France are such that it is difficult to get guns. It's not impossible, but it is difficult. And there have been a number of knife attacks, including some against police officers. It's more because it's the weapon that's available, not because it's a weapon of choice.
French President Emmanuel Macron says he salutes the courage of the police officers who neutralized the terrorist, and his thoughts are with the victims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
North Korea says it will destroy its nuclear test site later this month, and foreign reporters are welcome to come watch. Analysts see it as a goodwill gesture ahead of a summit with President Trump. The Trump administration wants what it calls the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the North, and stresses that verification will be key. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's responding to a White House official's not-funny joke about his friend and fellow Senator John McCain. Kelly Sadler is quoted as saying attention didn't have to be paid to McCain because he's dying anyway.
It's a pretty disgusting thing to say. If it was a joke, it was a terrible joke. I just wish somebody from the White House would tell the country that was inappropriate. That's not who we are.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. So far, there's been no apology from the White House. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The wedding of the century is now just a week away. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
We're just 1 week away from Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding day. It's in Windsor, just west of London, where the royal wedding of the year will take place. Local councillor Philip Bicknell says more than 100,000 visitors are expected to come to town for the big day.
There's always going to be security implications, but we reckon we've got one of the best security forces in the world. So they've worked tirelessly behind the scenes to make sure they can do everything possible to make sure that it's a safe day for everybody.
If the royal couple decide to have children, what will they name them? The Social Security Administration came out yesterday with a list of most popular names. Liam was number one for boys in 2017. Noah led the way in 2016. For girls, Emma was the most popular name for the fourth straight year, followed by Olivia and Ava. One name that was used less seldom, Alexa. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
NASA is planning to send a tiny autonomous helicopter to Mars on its next rover mission to the Red Planet. The copter will be carried aboard the Mars 2020 rover as a technology demonstration to test its ability to serve as a scout and to reach locations not accessible by ground. The small craft weighs less than 4 pounds and has rotating blades that will spin at almost 3,000 RPM. That's necessary in the thin Martian atmosphere. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.